Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, no whistles. They played it out. Three shots, the final 8 seconds. A 9-0 Seton Hall run and heartbreak. Big time for Indiana State Thursday night. 79-77 losers in the championship game of the NIT at Hinkle Fieldhouse to Seton Hall. Indianapolis native Dre Davis, a layup with, 16 seconds to play or so, turned out to be the decisive two. He finished with 18. Castle's Isaiah Swope had 16 of his 19 in the second half, but the trees of Josh Schertz just could not get it done as they led a 77-70 lead. Get away the final 250.
That's the hard part of this is to be great at something, you have to put your entire heart and soul into it. And, you know, when you come up short, it's difficult. Our hearts are certainly broken tonight.
79-77 losers, the voice of Josh Schertz, who could be on his way, signing a multi-year deal with St. Louis to become the head coach of the Billikens sometime this weekend. Well, mentioning that, Sarah Scalia wins the women's three-point shooting contest out in Phoenix. Some details there. Final four for the ladies tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, Sarah Scalia made us all proud Thursday night, winning the women's national three-point competition held out at Grand Canyon University in Phoenix. Sarah knocked down 19, but lost in the battle of champions to our good friend, Nebraska's Casey Tominaga, who beat her 20-16. But a nice effort on the part of Sarah. She becomes the second Indiana women's player to win the national competition. Alani Sinclair won it back in 2013. All-American Mackenzie Holmes and Sarah will be playing in the Women's College All-Star Game on Saturday afternoon in Cleveland at 3:30 on ESPN2. Now, we get to what is currently at hand.
I do not want this to be a game that's promoted as Caitlin versus Paige, and I know it already has been, but I don't want that. I want it to be Iowa versus UConn and let these two women do what they do best.
I think, going to have to play great half-court defense, going to need a run in transition, going to need to execute our offense in the half court.
Winning player of the year again, Caitlin Clark, along with Lisa Bluter. In game one, it'll be top-seeded South Carolina, still unbeaten, and three-seed NC State. Our coverage begins with the pregame at 6 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.